Welcome to Baby Boomers Live, the show about all things human from a baby boomer's perspective. All things hot and all things not. News, reviews, interviews, chat, sex, and what's next. And here are your hosts, Risa Gray from Betty White's Off Their Rockers, and E.T.'s dad, Jim Zulie.
Good morning.
Good morning, Risa. How are you feeling?
I'm feeling just fine, Jim. How are you this fine Monday morning?
August 1st, 2016. Time flies when you're having fun or not. Well, I'll tell you, this is amazing. It's middle of summer. Here we go.
It is.
Oh, you got anything? No, I guess there's no big plans this summer, Risa. You're going to kind of take a break and kind of a little rehabilitation and take it easy maybe before you go off to your next venture to snorkel diving or skydiving, I guess.
Well, hopefully it'll all be a lot easier now that I've gotten all my pipes cleaned out, so to speak, and I'll just be able to go back to doing all the stuff I love to do.
These are exciting times. Exciting, you know, and this digital stuff, you have your reports about all the digital tech stuff and everything that's going on. It's literally like switching from radio to television, and now we're going from that to all the social media stuff. And Eric's got his amazing, this cover on Hollywood Weekly, which in itself, you got Muhammad Ali on there, you got Marilyn Monroe, you got so many. And, you know, to be on the cover, that's pretty cool. This is a very interesting scenario and some interesting articles. And
you get the Hollywood? Where can you get the Hollywood Weekly?
Well, I don't know. There's a lot of zip codes. We're going to
I think you can get it just about everywhere. It's not just
about
Hollywood.
Everywhere. There's so many zip codes. Yeah. And, you know, there's such a transition to, you know, the way things get out there, Reed. You know, with the reports, I kind of take notes when you're talking. And it's so different than it was in the 60s. You know, I mean, we'd mail a letter. You'd see a newspaper article. Now it's, man, you can get stuff all over the place. And to have an actual, to own a magazine, now I think that's a treat. And
yeah, it is. And, and Radio
like
Boomers Live, Radio Boomers Live is mentioned in that article also. Eric wouldn't forget about us. What can we say? But that brings us up to our hot topic.
It's hot topic time. It's hot topic time.
Ripped from the headlines. Today's hot topic.
Well, this morning my hot topic is where I was last night, which was at the Amundsen Theater at the Music Center downtown L.A., and I saw the play Grey Gardens, starring Betty Buckley. Now, I have to admit, I don't know what I expected, but this wasn't exactly it. I think maybe I just didn't get it. It's supposed to be a story about one of Jackie Kennedy's zany aunts and cousins that were just pretty zany, what can I tell you? But not entertaining. It was very interesting. I hadn't seen Betty Buckley, I don't think, on stage in years. I think I saw her in Taps. That's how long ago it's been.
Wow.
And I was really looking forward to it. I don't know if I didn't get it. It's based on a film, Grey Gardens, which I didn't see, and a book that I also didn't read. I just didn't quite get it. And it seems to me that some of the audience was like me, and then some of the audience just loved it. Some people loved it, I think, just because Betty Buckley was in it. But what can I tell you? If you want to go hear some, it's like 1940-ish kind of music with a story that's kind of leaves you saying, why did they write this? What can I tell you? Go see it. Otherwise, I say skip this. Go see. I haven't seen it yet, but I'm going to recommend it in advance. Go see Cabaret. I'm going to go see Cabaret next weekend. I think that might be a more fun night at the movie theaters. And your hot topic, Jim?
very interesting, Reed, very interesting. Well, you know, one of the hottest topics, I think, is the historic magazine Hollywood Weekly and the issue that came out actually today is the date the magazine's coming out. It's got the cover with the one and only Eric Zulli is on the cover. Reef, what do you think of that one?
That's well, pretty, you must be a proud papa.
Well, it actually has a little picture of Eric and myself and our little pup in there, Hopper. But let me move along real quick, a couple things going on. Miss Teen USA, Carly A., to keep crown after some racist tweets that she made. These tweets, I don't know, they seem to get people in trouble sometimes. The Miss Universe organization, which owns Miss Teen USA pageant, issued a statement Sunday chastising Charlie A's words, but also supporting her continued growth. U.S. launches airstrikes on ISIS in Libya following a request by the UN-backed government in Libya. The strikes targeted positions in part of the city of Sirte, which is considered an ISIS stronghold. A Russian helicopter was shot down Monday after delivering aid to the Syrian city of Aleppo, killing all five of the members on board. And the Russian state media reported, you know, kind of makes you, you know, you remember the adage, no good deed goes unpunished. Russia was the country that was accused of the, you remember the hacking situation into the Democratic Party, the emails. Russian also denies Clinton attacking charges, calls the accusations ridiculous. And congratulations to the to our national parks, the national parks, which I know, Rita, you hit a lot of national parks, and I'm way behind on going to the national parks. National Park Services turns 100 years old this month. All right, 59 U.S. national parks covered almost 52 million acres across 27 states. Last year, they saw a record of 305 million visitors. So, to recognize the centennial on the system protecting these treasures, NBC News will feature stories from 10 national parks. So, it's going to be interesting, from the Yosemite to the New York Gateway. Baby boomers are re-imaging their next steps. Everything from child care to relationships, they're even re-imaging their transition into retirement. Update on the political race. Here's in a brief. Trump and Hillary are still at each other. Montana's wildfire, you've heard about that, evacuates 500 homes. It's consumed over 3,500 acres, and it's only 6 miles from Hamilton, Montana. Reefa, I don't know if you knew, but there is actually a Zulli, Montana. Our
old oh, my. Oh,
and,
my.
You know, in sports, I know Reefa keeps up on this, the MLB All-Stars, Vito's trade to the Indians remains with Brewers. That's Jonathan Lucroy, of course. He decided to make his choice to remain a Brewers guy. He's a superstar. American's Walker wins the PGA Championship for the first major title, and the countdown to Rio. Everybody's got their eyes on Rio. So,
and on that note, we need to go to our commercial break.
It's commercial time.
Easy Way Broadcasting is the place to hear everything you need to know about entertainment and business. Now, you can see more about Eric Easy Zulli and all his connections through his online TV network, WTV Network. You can watch the latest videos and read the most up-to-date articles. Keep your eyes on WTV Network to see what's coming in the next few weeks. You'll see the newest web series and original talk shows. Follow Eric at Hollywood It Guy to find out what is new and what is happening in the upcoming weeks. For more information on WTV Network, go to www.thewtv.com.
Hey, everybody, it's your favorite entrepreneur, Eric Zulli, also known as EZ. However you guys know me, hashtag EZWay. Thanks for the support on social media. So I just wanted to let everybody know, please go to your local newsstand, anywhere from Orange County to Los Angeles, and support me and get my issue. It's the Easy Way issue of Hollywood Weekly magazine. Now, this magazine's had Michael Jackson on the cover, Cher on the cover. It goes on and on. It's one of the biggest magazines in Hollywood, next to Hollywood Reporter. And I'm the cover. It's a really amazing extra leap for the hard work and determination that Easy Way has done. I'm glad that we can be recognized for what we do. And it's also going to be a great vehicle to help you guys and what you've been doing for me on social media. We're going to be coming out with Easy Way's Corner, a lot of amazing, amazing things. And just keep following the hashtag Easy Way Movement. I love you guys. So we're back to Radio Boomers Live. Talk to you soon.
Life is hard, but heroes the easy way.
Rita, we all have
now
our trials.
Cover guy.
He's the cover guy. And I've seen it. A lot of work in those 18, 20-hour days. And it's that resilience factor, you know, that we need. And he's definitely got that. Well, I've seen him go through a lot, and he just keeps going forward. So we have possibly, I mean, we'll see, because they're all very, very busy people. But Leif Eaton may be with us this morning, Reese. I don't know if you've met Leif yet. So let's see. Do we have any?
Hi, Leif.
Yes, you do. You absolutely do. I am here and listening to the show and enjoying it.
Do you know Reese? Have you met Reese yet?
I don't think we have. I haven't had the pleasure yet.
This is Leif. This is Reese Gray from Betty White's Off the Rocker. And this is Leif Eaton. She's the founder of the IAA, the International Arts Association. And, Reese, I'll tell you, I would go into the situation with Leif a little bit, but her resume, it would take too long. It probably would take an hour just to go through it. She's got such an impressive background and resume. And it's Leif. Tell us a little bit about what's going on with the IAA. And I don't know where you want to start, because I don't know how you find time to even come on the show with us, but we appreciate it.
Well, thank you so much, Jim. I appreciate your very nice comments, and it's a pleasure to be on the show. And my main project that I've been working on, of course, that Jim just mentioned, is the International Arts Association. And I started this in the early 2000s, but it was really out of my studio. I had a television show too, so it was basically Leif Eaton Atelier at that time, and whoever was interesting in my life, in and around my life at that time, I had on the show. We had a lot of fun, and it was aired, I guess, replays more than any other show at that time, and I sort of continued that. I started giving events and many, many different events all over it, whether it was the Getty Museum or Christie's Auction House with Louis Vuitton and Harry Winston Jewelers and on and on and on with Rolls Royce, etc. And what we are doing is bringing people together with the arts. This is how it started, with events. And then we started opening branch offices. Within just a few months after starting the International Arts Association, we had branches in Beverly Hills, Palm Springs, Agoura. We had branches in Dallas and branches in Hawaii. We were in Malibu. And so it started growing, and I had different parts of the world that wanted to step in as well. And so now we're taking it global. And it is becoming a global IT company that connects the dots within the arts, connects the artists and patrons with venues, all different types of events, products, training, consulting, and the services that are provided, and just as hopefully will be the go-to place around the globe for the arts.
Now, Leif, you know, on our show, Reef and I, we talk about a lot of scenarios with health and wellness and retirement and insurance, blah, blah, blah. But with what you do, you take words like, and this is a good example for people, people get overwhelmed and they get stressed and they get blah, 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 whatever. You take words like overwhelming and you transfer them over to being organized and so on and so forth. And you may think sometimes it may be that way, but for all that you have going on, I give you a lot of credit for keeping it all in order, and I've been to some of your events, and they're so structured and everything. What's the secret, Lathan? What can you share with some of our listeners that heads are spinning with just what they have going on, which isn't even close to what you have going on?
Well, thank you very much, Jim. What I find is basically you are what you experience in your environment, but also what you take into your body. And if you can keep your body clear, then your mind is clear. And so I am very careful with what I put into my body, and I try to be careful with the air that I breathe. I mean, even walking in the sidewalk in the open air now can be pretty dangerous.
Yeah.
And, you know, with the cigarette smokes that you inhale. I went swimming the other day, and someone was smoking a cigarette near the pool, and I had to just stop and get out of it because I you know, I was breathing in the smoke. And that's one of the things that I do, Jim, because it, first of all, makes me far more productive and more creative as well. And
exactly. I've read that stuff lately. I've read articles like that where, okay, you have the mindset, you have the skills, so on and so forth, but they're not going to work if the machine isn't in order, you know?
That's right.
And you're losing out by not getting that sleep or that proper diet. So that's a good point, yeah.
Yes. So it makes you far more creative as well. And obviously creativity is the key to so many different areas of our life. So
right.
Now, the baby boomer scenario.
But you're involved in all types of the arts, from painting and sculpting and collecting and acting, which is, of course, my passion, and culinary arts, just all kinds of arts.
Yes, yes, I love all areas of the arts, and I think that most artists do appreciate many different areas of the arts. When I'm painting, I love to have beautiful music in the background, and I like to have a beautiful environment to look at. Even if I'm not painting it, I want that experience to be beautiful. And so I get inspired by whether it's the opera or theater, as you were talking about earlier, or whatever the case may be. It's all about that uplifting inspiration that brings you to a heightened awareness, and it allows you to be far more creative.
So this has opened up some interesting doors for you because of what you're involved in. You must have met so many interesting people. And I suppose meeting different people inspires you, too. And you don't have – I can't see the word retirement in least, you know, vocabulary. You just have plans to just keep going and going, and it seems like you just have more going on all the time. That's a good key to staying fit, too, and to staying young and keeping healthy.
You know, they say, Jim, that if you – find something that you enjoy and you do it, you never have to work another day in your life. So I basically have found things that I love. And so when I'm doing them, it really, in most instances, is not work. Sometimes, yes, you have to be disciplined. There's certain things that you have to do to be able to accomplish those things that you love and enjoy. But most of the time, it really isn't work. And that's the key, I believe.
When you are...
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's one of the keys. And I know you enjoy art. But now, okay, going back, where was that little turning point where Leif all of a sudden, you know, I enjoy it. Was it a film you saw? Was it somebody you talked to? Or was it your parents? What kind of brought you into the field that you're so involved in?
Well, I'll tell you what brought me in. I was very much involved. I was living in Palm Beach at the time and very much involved in real estate. I had three offices, one in Fort Lauderdale and Boca Raton, and I met a dear person she's a dear friend of mine, godmother of my daughter, and Liza Pulitzer. She is Lily and Peter Pulitzer's daughter. And we became very close friends, and she had never really worked, and she wanted to do something. And all of a sudden, I said, well, you know, why don't we do a design company? I had the business background, and, of course, her mother was a fabulous designer. And so I said, we'll do a design company. We can start out doing jewelry. And she said to me, she said, well, I've never designed jewelry before. And I said, well, I said, I haven't either. It's like breathing. Of course we can design jewelry. And it just, you know, I knew what I could do. And so we started the company, and it became an overnight success. And that is what brought me into the creative world. And I loved it. Absolutely loved it.
Now, Liz, what is
that?
You have a show, coming out with Larry King.
Right.
Oh. Yes, I certainly do. I have an upcoming show with Larry King. We're going to be doing, having a setup similar to what used to be PM Magazine, that national television show where it has four segments.
Yeah.
So we'll be covering four different topics. And this will take place at events, at major events around the world. So we're really, really excited about it. And I'll look forward to being able to tell you more very, very soon.
Wow, cool. Well, thank you, Lisa. I know you've probably got 20 appointments coming up. Thanks for stopping on the show and sharing a little bit with the baby boomers.
I understand you're going to have a new board member.
Yes, I was just going to say that. Both Eric and I have joined each other's boards, and I'm just absolutely thrilled and love Eric, and certainly Jim, love you too and what you're doing and putting good things out there into the world in a very unusual way that people are loving. So
if people are interested in finding out more about your organization, International Arts Association, do you have a website?
Yes, we do. It is international, spelled out, arts, A-R-T-S, association, spelled out, .com. International Arts Association.
Now, Lisa, real quick,
okay.
Before you go, what's coming up, just the next thing on your table here?
Well, we have a multitude of events, but I would have to say, if I were to mention one, it's our October 16th event, and it's going to take place at the Saban Theater, and it will be literally an all-day and evening event. There will be breaks. There will be all different types of food on site throughout the day, and it will begin possibly with the first Beverly Hills Parade, the Beverly Hills Star Parade. It's a feat trying to be the first, but anyway, we hope that it will start with that. Otherwise, there will be a continental breakfast with international chefs coming in from all over, and then a world premiere of the film Peace for Profit that has Larry King in it, and then after that, the Queen of Asia Pacific pageant. And then in the evening, we'll have a 5:00 red carpet and the main award ceremony, Arts for Peace Awards and the Renaissance International Awards, will begin at 7 p.m.
Wow, that's a plateful. Well,
yes,
Rachel, what do you think? I think we're going to
sound like. Yeah, sounds like a lot is going on. Well, we want to thank you, Lee, for coming on and being with us today.
It is my pleasure. Thank you so much, Lee, for having me.
And hope to have you on again, and I'll be seeing you on October 16th. I'll be there.
Wonderful. Look forward to it. Okay.
Thank you, Lee.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Thank you, Lee. Bye.
Well, Rita, I told you that she is an interesting lady in this. I hope you can make it down there on the 16th. That's going to be an interesting. And the whole art world, people don't understand how involved it is. It's not just a painting, you know. There's so much to it. And
There is.
Now,
that brings us up to our next segment.
Oh, yes.
Smartphone, cell phone, PC, Mac, tablet, iPad. That's right. It's tech time.
Well, I hate to bring this subject up again, but it's in the news again, so it's apparently a problem. People, not good people, but bad people, are hijacking people's computers. They are actually coming into your computer in your home, taking hostage all of your files, and then a notice will pop up on your computer that'll say something like, if you want your files back, you got to pay $300 or $1,000, or if you're a big corporation, $500,000, who knows? It goes on, and it's not happening just to big corporations, but it's happening to individuals on their home computers. What you need to look out for, do not open emails from people that you do not know. I wish it was just that simple. That's what they've told us for years. But now the bad guys know how to mask themselves and look like people that you know. And they will send what looks like an innocent attachment, or they'll look like your bank, or they'll look like your credit card. You have to be very suspect of the emails that you get nowadays. That's the world that we live in. So when you get your email, if the email address doesn't look correct, a lot of times it'll have a foreign something at the end instead of .com or something. It'll have .au. That doesn't necessarily mean that it's bad, but if you don't know people from Australia or people that use that, you might want to just skip that particular email. If it doesn't look, if the company name is spelled wrong, that's how sloppy they are sometimes. It'll be from Citibank, but it'll be C-I-T-Y Bank. You have to notice how things are spelled, whether or not the grammar in the headlines is correct. If it doesn't look right, don't open it. If it's something that your friend would not normally send you, if it's a request for money, if it's just something odd, your friend would never send you just an email address or just send you a web address with no explanation of what it is. Don't open it. The other thing is back up your computers. I'm bad at it. We're all bad at it. I've got it on automatic, but it doesn't always go through, and then I don't always reset it. Keep your information backed up. So if they do come in, they do hijack your computer, all you do is wipe your computer and then restore it. Then it's not the problem. But it is in the news again. It is a problem. I got some stuff the other day, didn't look right. You can always report it. You can forward that email that you get to the company. Most of them have a fraud email address or an alert email address. You just go to the website and search for fraud emails, and they will give you an email address. Forward that email to them. That way they can track it down and nip it at the bud, hopefully. That's how you can participate in beating these cyber crooks. But I'm telling you, be careful. I used to tell Mac users you don't have to worry about it. Not true anymore. They're coming after Macs. They're coming after Windows. Doesn't matter. So back up your information and don't open up attachments or emails from addresses you don't recognize. And that's it. So
you know,
that
Aretha,
takes us over to your gym, Jim.
You know, Aretha, it's that old adage, an ounce of prevention, and just taking that little bit of time to doing what you said about, contacting someone with the, to protect your whatever it is you protect online, and making it secure and getting a backup so you don't wake up in the morning, oh, everything's gone. So
absolutely.
Just take that time. So anyway, Aretha, I'm going to put my gem off till next week because I think we have a very interesting guest coming on, another gentleman that is extremely busy but very successful and very resilient too, Tony Boldy. Tony, are you on the line with us today? Tony, are you with us? Okay, Aretha, I don't know if we got him on. I'm looking at the board here. We got several calls, but Tony, are you on with us?
Yes,
Tony,
I am. How are you?
There he is.
Can you hear me?
All right, Aretha. This is Tony. This is Aretha Gray from Betty White's Talking Rocker, and Aretha, this is Tony Boldy. He's got a movie on Netflix. He's got an extremely beyond successful. He's a general manager at WCOVM, and Aretha, this guy has. He's known Eric and I for such a long time, and he's in one of the good guy categories.
Tony,
thanks for coming on.
That opening, that was amazing.
No, yeah, I've always liked Tony. He's just a good guy. But Tony, you're just so involved. Like I was, we had Leith on, and you guys are. Of course, then again, I say you're a good example because you're resilient. You just keep moving on, and you're involved in good situations. But you're not a baby boomer yet. You're a little bit before. No, I think you're a lot before that. But you're a good example.
I'm 49 in a couple of weeks, so I think I just missed that curve. I think I Generation X.
Yeah, there you go, Generation X. Well, anyway, this is Aretha Gray, and Aretha's another. You know, she hangs in there. She went through a little situation a couple weeks ago when we talk about health and retirement and so on and so forth. Mm-hmm. Aretha had her. Heart attack, and she's still hanging in there. She's a good example for someone that's never going to retire. But Tony, tell me a little bit about you've got a lot of stuff. You got a movie on Netflix and your radio show WCOBM. You're place getting busier all the time.
It's crazy. You know what? You want something done, you ask a busy person to do it. So I'm really excited because, you know, I tell people all the time. I've taught in Hollywood for 20 years, and I always say there's four stages to success. One, they ignore you. Two, they laugh at you. Three, they try to trip you. And four, they want to join you. And
that's
at the stage
one.
Right now, people are wanting to join. So I don't know what happened,
yeah.
Just to be a staying in the game. But, you know, we've got movies out. I've got a bunch out. I've got some at Warner Brothers, some at Gravitas, some at Netflix, some on Hulu. So it's just been a wonderful career. But my most current project is WCOBM, which is World Center of Broadcast Media with Gene Woods. And it's we've got Pat O'Brien as our anchor from Access Hollywood, four-time Emmy winner, did the, you know, all the big events, the Emmys and the, you know, the Olympics. So we're honored to have him as our anchor, and I'm actually on his show tomorrow at 10 a.m.
Oh, wow.
So that'd be a fun one. If you'd log in there, you can ask us questions. But yeah, we're excited, you know, just doing a fun little podcast, video and radio.
It's called Moving Right Along, huh, Tony? You got
something. I don't know if we're just watching what your son does. Eric and you, I mean, you guys are everywhere. So if I see you, then, you know, it's like if I'm busy, you're busy because you're everywhere.
And I understand you just got an award from Eric, a humanitarian award.
Well, I got it from Eric because Eric, they named they honored an award with his name on it at the Wind Awards, which is a pretty amazing festival. And so Eric chose to recognize some of the work that I've been doing over the years, and I'm very honored for that and honored to be running with The Easy Way. And he's on the cover of that magazine, which we're excited to see, you know, hit newsstands. And his father, who we're talking to right now, has been a huge supporter, and I don't know if you get enough recognition for what you do. I mean, you work as hard as your son works, and so I love the fact that you're on this show right now, and you're in the magazine as well, but you need some awards, my friend.
Well, you know, I just am amazed, and, you know, when I watch Eric, it's like with you. You guys have this this resilient factor, this drive, you got the ideas, and you know, it's like Aretha and I talk. Aretha's more into this than I am. It's such a transition period for you guys. It's really exciting because when Aretha and I were, you know, going along doing our thing, if we wanted to get hold of somebody, we needed to reach in our pocket and find a dime, and you'd make a phone call somewhere unless you were home. That was it. There was no texts and no nothing, no computers. And now with what you guys have, you could pull out the cell phone and just. It's just beyond amazing, you know.
And beyond a radio show, just talking on your cell phone. It's pretty amazing what we're doing right now, actually.
And the apps, are you into the apps, Tony? Is that a thing in your world?
I try to be as simplistic as possible. So Facebook is my thing right now. I mean, I know there's Instagram and Twitter and Periscope and on and on and on and on, but I really feel for me, Facebook and YouTube are the most powerful tools right now for me. And I just reach out with a cell
phone. If someone wants to reach you through Facebook, what's your Facebook address?
Tony Boldy, TonyBoldi @yahoo.com is my email. And that always gets you in. You can find me anywhere on the internet just under that name, Tony Boldy.
All right. So what are you working on now, Tony?
Well, you know, we just lost an icon in the business, Gary Marshall. And Gary Marshall, myself, and Brian Perry were doing a feature film, and he was doing some wonderful rewrites, and it was the last thing that he touched. And went to meet his maker, and we're mourning his loss at this point. But from what we understand, people still want to get the film made because it was the last thing that he touched. So we'll see what that looks like. But it's a wonderful project. It's kind of a Home Alone meets Spy Kids, where three kids lock their parents in the basement to make up, and they don't want them to break up and live in separate homes, and all the Home Alone chaos that happens upstairs with three young kids. It's a really fun family film, and we're really excited to get it made and really honor Gary Marshall and dedicate it to him and my friend Dan Fonte, who passed away as well, and just some wonderful people that pitched this project. So that is my main focus as far as the production and feature film world. As far as television is concerned, we're starting an original programming station at WCOBM.com, and we're going to have some great scripted television sitcoms and stand-up comedy shows coming to that network. So we're looking for submissions at this point. We're making our own as well. We're funding our own projects as well.
Am I still on?
Yeah. Okay, I lost you there for a second. So, anyway, Rita.
Uh-huh.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Okay, we got you. Did Tony leave? Because I had a glitch on the cell phone here. So, anyway, yeah, I got you. I think we're out of time, and we got to let go here. We went a little bit over, but it was so interesting having
you're
Lisa
not out
and,
of time. You have another guest. He's in the queue.
Oh, okay.
I thought
okay,
we
good.
Only have 7 minutes, and are we still on the air?
We're still on the air, and we have one more guest. We have Liz coming on. She owns Serena & Company, a jewelry company that heals people. Liz, are you on?
Yes, I am. Good morning.
Good morning, Liz. This is Rita Gray from Betty White's Off the Rocker. She's also a baby boomer like me. And you sound like you're a little bit young to be a baby boomer, but it sounds like... But Rita, this is Liz.
Hi. Hi, Rita. I was listening to your interview this morning.
Hi, Liz.
I'm not quite a baby boomer, but...
No, I don't
I'm sorry?
So. No, but that's okay. Rita... Now, Liz, Rita and I, we talk about health issues, and I think Rita might be interested in this and myself also. This is very interesting. Serena & Company, jewelry that heals. Wow.
Yes.
That's something that makes your head turn and gets an interest. What? Just briefly, because we just want to hear what this is all about. This is, like, really different, to say the
yes,
least.
It is.
The
yes,
least.
It's actually aromatherapy jewelry.
Aromatherapy, our senses have direct access to our limbic system and our brain, which supports our emotions,
behavior, and long-term memory.
Wow.
And basically, with the aromatherapy, you can add your favorite essential oil. You have immediate access to the scent that you desire.
Can affect the memory. Wow, you're on the right show, Liz. There's a lot of us that have that issue. I hate when I'm the one that I remember is I called Eric up one time. I said, "Oh my God, where the heck? Where did I leave my cell phone?" Tick, tick, tick.
Hey, what's up?
So temperament. You need some temperament.
Oh my God.
So the idea came to mind. It was Mother's Day weekend. My mother, my sister, and I went to a spa for a nice relaxing weekend.
I got a lavender essential oil
because I like how it smells. I eventually gave it to my sister because it was calming her anxiety.
We were just spending
the weekend together, and she was going through a panic attack. And during that moment, she was struggling, looking through her purse, looking for her essential oil. And for anyone that experiences anxiety knows that every second feels like
that's not that much time, but that's all right. The 20th works.
So as I was watching her struggle, I thought there has to be a simpler solution to this. So it wasn't until the very next day I was driving home, and my daughter Serena had made me a bracelet. And so I'm driving a long distance home. I reached my arm out, and I told my mom to add lavender essential oil onto the bracelet my daughter Serena had made for me. While I was driving and experiencing the scent of the aroma of my bracelet, that's when it hit me. Aromatherapy jewelry, instantly accessible to you wherever you are. So I immediately pulled over, went to the nearest arts and crafts store, and started buying materials to make prototypes for different jewelry pieces, bracelets, pendants, you name it. And there was nothing else like it in the market that I knew, and I later found out that therapists and hospitals are incorporating aromatherapy for their patients. So not only
in the jewelry world, this is new though, right? I mean, this wouldn't this be kind of groundbreaking? I always
it's considered first to market. Yeah, it's considered first to market.
Wow.
The jewelry is now being sold at the Aulani Resort by Disney in Hawaii, Vail Resort, the Sheraton. So it's very new. I'm still trying to get
kind of
the word out
for
there.
You, isn't it? I mean, you're going to be going into these who's who books and who discovered, you know, I mean, when there's a transition to something new, it's the originator that's history. And boy, if this isn't the time where we need something like that, especially the baby boomers, you know, with all the issues with the, you know, the climate and the air and the toxins we're getting, a lot of health issues today. And when there's something that's pleasurable, like wearing jewelry, that can actually be a two-process thing where you enjoy wearing it, plus it's healthy for you, I think you got a home run there.
Thank you. And honestly, I believe it was just, it was just God sent. It just hit me in the head. I wasn't looking for anything. I already had my own different business at the time, but it just hit me. And from then on, it's been a blessing. I met Eric.
Isn't that amazing?
It's crazy.
Like, where did that come
been...
from? Where did that come from? We need more of that.
It's been a labor of love. Yes. And actually, it is a faith-based business.
I love it. Yay.
I met Eric.
Right up the rally.
I met Eric just a couple, it's been 2 or 3 weeks now at the Celebrity Connected event, and I was invited to go. It was a great opportunity to introduce the jewelry to L.A. and high-profile individuals, and I was packing up my things, getting ready to go home. I was the very last company in the room to leave, and Eric just walked up to me, and he said, you know, I was getting ready to leave, and I just decided to come in here. You know, we just felt like a strong energy connection between us, and later on during our conversation, he mentioned that he's very much involved in the health industry, and he's never heard of aromatherapy before, and he was very wowed by it. And we've been in contact since then. He's got an amazing, wonderful projects ahead of him, and I'm just really thankful that we crossed paths.
Well, you have amazing scenario there, and I always raised Eric, you have to have hard work, determination, drive, and resilience, but without faith, morals, and ethics, it's a waste of time. So the faith-based thing for us is really big, and it's, you know, they even tag that in my the Hollywood Weekly that Eric's out in that we're excited about. And we love meeting people like you. And the ideas, sometimes you sit back and you go, where the heck did that come from? You know, when it pops
in
your head.
Oh, absolutely. Yes.
It's so cool. We love it. So, Liz, this is so amazing. We want to just go forward with this, see what's going on. What's your contact information? Serena.com
mm-hmm.
or
it's
you know, how does
Serena,
it
yeah, S and Sam, ERINA, and co.com.
Okay.
Serena and co.com.
Cool.
Right now, children getting ready to go back to school. I do have a sale going on for children with an Aroma Kid bracelet for only $15.99 on my website. So basically, you add an Angar essential oil, which helps fight off bacteria and viruses. So going back to school doesn't necessarily mean going back to sickness. You know, you could have an essential oil that fights those things off on your child.
Well, we all introduce your kids to one of our clients, Crazy Loops, and they also like to help. And cute little add-ons that go in the shoes with little positive expressions and different sports and things. But
mm-hmm.
congratulations on your super idea. And, I mean, I could
Thank
see
you.
This just being amazing. And you sound like an amazing lady, a good example for our baby boomer crowd. And
thank you.
We're out of time now, but we'd like to have you on again, and I'm looking forward to meeting you, and thanks for coming on.
Yeah, absolutely. My pleasure. It was great talking to you. You guys take care.
Thanks, Liz.
Okay. Bye-bye.
And I understand we have Tony back on the line, though, so we wanted to.
Oh, cool. Tony, you're back on. Cool.
Yeah.
Yeah,
oh, look at the
I don't know what happened, but we had some technical difficulties.
Tony, how far back does this go? Because this has to be what? When did you meet Eric? Was that on a carpet somewhere or an event?
Yeah,
10 years ago?
At least. Yeah, I've been doing the red carpet since I got it behind the camera in 2003. So probably 13 years I've been out there doing 13 that.
13 years. So you were around basically in the beginning time. Man, talking about a lot of stories, huh?
Stories. Yeah, we're making a lot more. A lot more memories. There's a lot more. I mean, I'm just hitting my stride right now, and we're real honored to do that. And you never know what tomorrow's going to bring, but today has been very blessed. And you know, like I said, I really enjoy supporting Eric and what he's doing. He's supported me from day one, and so we'll just
That's
see where this takes us. But there's a lot of great opportunities.
It is, and we appreciate your support and the WCOBN, congratulations, putting that together. And you know, interesting area over there, Hollywood. You guys eventually should get together and put some stories in there because everybody's interested in the stories in Hollywood. You've both seen a lot of the good and bads and whatever, ups and downs, and there's a lot to it that, you know, a lot of people around the world don't see. But you've been there on all sides. But anyway, Tony, thanks so much for coming on. We're going to be probably seeing you not too far into the future. And, again,
great.
Thanks for all your support, and congratulations on all your success and everything. And
Thank you.
Sounds good. And, Aretha, it looks like we got to sign off. So, Tony, we're going to say farewell for now, and maybe we'll have you back on again because you just have so many thousands of stories you could share with us. But
we'll take one.
You know how that goes.
Yes.
Again,
all right, guys. Well, thank you. I'm always here for you. Just give me a call anytime.
Thanks
Tony.
How do
they get in touch with you? What's your, connect thing?
You just Google anything that says Tony Boldy and all sorts of fun stuff come up. And, there we
Sounds
go.
Good. Sounds
it's pretty
good.
Simple.
Thank you, Tony. Thank you very much.
All right,
we
guys.
Had a run.
All right.
We got the red light beeping and Rita.
All right.
Hope you're feeling better and keep take a little time for rest because I know it's hard to stop Rita. You want to keep going. And thank you, everybody, for coming on the show and Radio Boomers Live. And don't forget, look around. Check out the stands. It's in a lot of zip codes. Hollywood Weekly. And we got Eric on the cover, his articles, and several pages in there. And it's just, he's going to have his own corner in the magazine. It's exploding. So, right. Looks like it's time to say goodbye to everybody, Aretha. Till next week, we will...
All right, everybody, have a great week, and we'll see you next Monday morning, 10 a.m. Looking forward to you. Bye!
So long, everyone. Thanks for tuning in.
Welcome to EasyWayBroadcasting.com, your one-stop shop getaway to corporate Hollywood. EasyWay specializes in red carpets and will enhance your experience. EasyWayBroadcasting.com is top-ranked on Alexa and houses the EasyWay TV Film On channel, podcast radio station, and EasyWay magazine. Learn more about the beautiful EasyWay Angels and follow their events calendar. For more information, visit EasyWayBroadcasting.com and click on About Us or call 424-209-9290. Don't forget to subscribe to the website and follow Easy Way on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter pages for amazing updates and opportunities. Remember, that's letter E and letter Z, because, well, we do it the easy way.
Thank you for listening to Baby Boomers Live with your hosts, Aretha Gray, star Betty White's Out There Rockers, and Easy's dad, Jim Zulli. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, and keep up with us at babyboomerslive.info. Baby Boomers Live, brought to you by EasyWayBroadcasting.com on Blog Talk Radio.